Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello. Ah, what's going on? It feels like it's the middle of the night. Why is it so dark? Good morning. It's Monday and this is the Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills. Morning, Tulip.
Morning. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Let's not go on about it, but yeah, it's my birthday today. Also, this morning, I don't know whether someone left it there last night, but outside my actual house this morning when I woke up, there was a box of Ferrero Rocher. Was that one of you?
The ambassador's been to your house.
I know.
Tonight.
Spoiling us?
Yeah.
Was it you, Simon?
It was. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you very much.
How romantic.
Only know each other a week and he already buys me some fancy chocolates.
You wait till see what else I got.
Really? Okay, good. 6:34. So, I was in Prague at the weekend. It wasn't because it was my birthday. Well, it kind of was. I combined the two, but I was actually working on Friday night doing a DJ set. Some people decided to hire me. It wasn't a group of Czech people that went, yes, we want the man from Radio 1 who plays the gay disco on the Friday night. They don't know me in the Czech Republic. It's a group of British people who had a bit of a do there. So that was good on Friday. And then the rest of the weekend, I just mostly spent eating meat. It's fair to say the Czechs do have a meat-based and dumpling-based diet, so now I do feel the actual size of a house. One thing, though, yesterday I was in a pub at about midday, and I guess this is their equivalent of a roast dinner. This is like, probably, yeah, 11:30, 12 o'clock, so I thought I'll get some dinner before my flight. There's a group of, I would say, about 30 ladies, my mum's age, so probably like late 50s, early 60s. Now, my mum doesn't drink, right? I couldn't imagine my mum being one of these ladies, and that's the difference. So, they're all sat round, they start off the day with a shot, and then continue for the next hour while I'm in there to drink about 3 pints each of really black beer. Followed by, that's right, some meat and then some dumplings and then another shot and then some more black beer. And I just think, God, these people are my mum's age. This wouldn't happen. There's the difference. Now, I did ask to illustrate this because there was some accordion music going on in the background. After a couple more shots, they started singing. I was going to kind of reenact this, but we couldn't find any Czech accordion music. So this is all the one that doesn't speak could come up with. So if you imagine, I'm there, the lady's drinking the black beer. This isn't the right music at all. This is off of France. I've got the wrong country. And it was very similar to that, apart from it was Czech accordion music, not that at all.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Yes, Steve, that was the music from Alo Alo or something like it, which they don't have in the Czech Republic. That's all we could find. It's actually quite hard at this time in the morning to find Czech accordion music, surprisingly. Don't really have it in the system. Phil on the M25 has been on saying, I'm a bit confused, Mills. You said that Moyles and Dave are still sleeping. Did Comedy Dave get up for a bit of ice skating on ITV1 last night and then go back to bed? Yes, he did. Straight back to bed after that. Just a brief little bit of ice skating in the middle. So no Becky today. Yeah, thanks, love, for coming in on my birthday. she's going to be back tomorrow, but we need to set her a new challenge because the world was on fire after her rap on Friday to the Tiësto tune, Catch 'Em by Surprise. She did the Busta Rhymes rap, and it was just incredible. I saw Zayn Lowe tweet over the weekend that Becky is his new favourite rapper. It was brilliant. So I think she needs to do another one on her return tomorrow. And I'm just trying to think, because that rap is so fast and so complex in that song. I'm just trying to think of another one that's kind of the next level up. So if anyone's getting any ideas for when Becky comes back tomorrow, maybe send me a little text to 81199. I'm looking for a really fast, complex rap, harder than the one that she did with Busta Rhymes, Catch 'Em by Surprise on Friday. So I know Becky's day. My friend Chris has turned up early, though. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, it's early, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And it's a struggle.
Now, last night, got back from Prague, and someone told me that I need to fill in my census form by last night. So you can imagine, I'm just like, oh, I don't think I've been sent to form. Probably have, but I've lost it. But the quickest way to do it, people are saying, is online. But someone told me I only had until yesterday to fill it in. But I've now looked online about the census, and it says you have to do it by yesterday or as soon as you can afterwards. Now, that's my kind of deadline.
That all
sounds a bit
vague.
Not a deadline. Well, no, you have to do it. You have to provide a snapshot of whatever was happening in your house last night. So even if I fill it in, like, today, which I probably will, or tomorrow or the next day, that's fine, that's still allowed. I've still got time, but it has to be whatever happened in my house last night.
Well, the question is then, what was happening in your house last night?
Well, no, nothing really, but I'm just saying, what if I'd had visitors last night? Do I have to put them down?
Well, did you have visitors?
I had some people over earlier on, but, like, they didn't stay the night. But, for example, what would have happened if I'd had the Hoff staying?
Yeah, I knew you were going to say this.
Like, what do you put?
Was the Hoff round out of interest?
No, he wasn't. But I'm just speculating. What would you put for that? Because that's on your records for the next 100 years.
The Hoff staying over.
Yeah.
Don't you have to declare people who are living there rather than just coming round?
No, it's visitors as well. There's a special box. Because I put it on Twitter last night. I was like, what about if the Hoff was staying around? Or any other visitor, like, that wouldn't normally be staying around in your house. What do you put?
Well, who else usually pops into your house?
I'm just saying, like, for anyone else that may have had a visitor last night, like, what was your name again?
Yeah, you don't want to declare it all the time, do you?
Well, you have to fill in the form. You have to get, like, where did you go to school?
Yeah.
Where were you born?
Last night was probably quite a dangerous time to get off with somebody, wasn't it?
Probably was. And, yeah, just one more thing. What's your religion? No, the Hoff wasn't staying last night. But apparently, if he was, they'll have to fill in a special box, which is box 17. Thanks, Twitters.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, on Friday, Becky busted out Busta Rhymes rap in Come On, Catch Him by Surprise, and actually didn't really feel the pain. It was pretty much easy for her. So I asked you what we could get her to do on her return tomorrow. Tim, getting ready for work in Northampton, suggested this. So did David off of Lutterworth and loads of other people on the text. Al and Richard. The really fast bit in Twister slow jams. It goes like this. When it come to rockin' the rhythm like Marvin and Luther, I can tell you when I'm messin' with kindness. You can do this, no sweat. I'm a shot and I'll be sippin' Hennessy, cause I'm a Ravine, while I smoke a bee, you can't pick with me, put it on a sheet. And now that's definitely a level up, I think. Come with me and sip on some Evan and Champagne. You ain't no two-stick and rockin' like the Whispers. Hit the stoplight, give it to some eyes. These rims still movin', so I pop a little spinners while I'm smokin' on the beat, dippin' through the streets, poppin' up a beat, and I got the heat on the 23. Well, that's her homework. Radio 1 Podcast. I don't want to fuss, but it is my birthday today. I don't, honestly, I don't. I do not. Because it's not an important one. I'd just like it to slip by. But thank you very much for all your messages on the Scott Mills Facebook and on Twitter and on text. Cheers. Thanks a lot, everyone. Now, I've just been told... Oh, I'm not good at surprises. I've just been told that there is a surprise guest coming in at 8:30 this morning. But obviously, because it's a surprise, I am not allowed to know who it is. I think everyone else knows. Do you know Smooth Talking Dan who it is? One that doesn't speak, obviously, knows. My mate Chris, you know as well.
Of course.
Right. So what I would like to do now is, could you send in some questions for a surprise guest? Now, obviously, you don't know who it's going to be either, but just send in any question you want. It could be anybody. But I think that's half the fun of it. And what we'll do is we'll ask the best questions to whoever it is that turns up at 8:30. No Becky today, my mate Chris is here though. And now, on a Monday morning, it's time for Dear Scott. This is where you get to have your say about anything you want. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's my email address if you want to send one. And the PR4L, I'll read it out.
Hi Scott and gang. I have recently started downloading your daily podcast. It's rather funny, and I now love it. I've heard you talking about locking your mum in your flat, and I also have a story.
Oh, this is terrible. This is last weekend. where my alarm started going off after I left the house, forgetting that my mum was still in there. And
that's so bad, Scott.
Also, double locked the door. I spoke to her about it, actually, recently, and she's like, oh, it's quite funny, Scott. She's used to me by now, you know what I mean? She's had this for 28 years.
She's used to you locking her in a room. I mean, it's bordering on neglect.
It is a bit.
The thing is, Scott, it wouldn't be so bad if you just had left the alarm. You know what I mean? If you hadn't have turned that on.
Yeah. Well, that's what I always do when I leave the house. It's an easy mistake to make to forget that your mum's in the spare room.
It's a very easy mistake to make, yes.
So then, obviously,
right.
As soon as she moved, the alarm goes off and then the police come and they have to talk to each other through the letterbox because the door's double-locked. It was awful.
I mean, it's disgraceful, Scott.
My brother had come round to check the house while we were on holiday. He got in through the back door and then went out through the front. The front door shut behind him and the porch door was locked as well, so he was stuck in the porch.
Rubbish.
He also had his dog with him, and it's not a very big porch. It has windows, so everyone who walked past could see him in there. After numerous neighbours came round to have a look at why he was waiting in the porch, in the end he had to smash a window to get out. It was only afterwards he realised he could have passed the keys for the back door to a neighbour to then go round the back and let him out. High five, love you all. Becca in Leeds.
We're getting quite a lot of these stories now, and it's making me feel a whole lot better about the neglect of my mum last weekend. All right, next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, the one that doesn't speak, and the PR4L. I'm going on holiday next week. Yippee! But I'm a little worried about packing. I have that gut feeling that I'll forget something really important, like my other flip-flops, or one of those big scarves that double up as a sarong, or maybe even worse, a floppy sun hat. You're always off places. Any tips so I don't forget anything? High five. Rosie from Bath, aged 20 and 1 month.
Rosie, what you're doing here is you are seriously overpacking. Like, you mentioned the other flip-flops. Just take one pair.
You're the man at packing up for holidays.
Yeah,
though.
But I used to always take, like, three cases, and now I just take one. And you don't need, like, just take, like, two pairs of pants.
Oh, God.
Honestly.
You really are disgusting.
You can wear things for a lot longer on holiday, I find.
Am I allowed to talk about the story involving your pants in the swimming pool?
What?
The one...
I'm not sure. What is this?
Recently, where you forgot... We decided to go swimming.
Oh, yeah.
And you forgot your swim shorts.
I forgot my trunks.
So he just marched down to the swimming pool in his pants.
Well, you've got to be brave.
I couldn't believe it.
Well, I wanted to...
I was watching... There's all these business types swimming there.
Well, the only problem is when you get out, because then it's a bit, you know, like you can see everything. But but then you just cover up with a towel. I bet loads of people go swimming in their pants.
Really not.
Anyway, Rosie, you're overpacking. Seriously, think about it. Next.
Dear Scott, PR4L, the one that doesn't speak, and the rest of the crew. And yes, I can't remember them all now. I have a problem. All my friends laugh at me because of the band that I like. Don't get me wrong, I love new music and in new DJs I also trust. I love The Strokes, Plain White Tees, Noah and the Whale, Ellie Goulding and Roxette. Oh yeah, that's the problem. Why does everyone laugh at me because I like Roxette?
Sorry.
Okay, they're not cutting edge in the fashion stakes. They're now a bit old and they are Swedish. But their music is fun, inoffensive and makes me happy. Should I give them up, or should I stand tall, going against the grain, and taking strength from who I like? I need your wise words of wisdom. High five and love you, Matt, off of Shrewsbury.
Yes, people may laugh at you here in the UK for liking Roxette.
What have they done? Who are they?
You'll know one of their songs.
Really?
It was on, have you seen Pretty Woman?
No,
You've not seen Pretty Woman? What are you on about?
No, I haven't seen Pretty Woman.
With Julia Roberts and Richard Gere. You've never seen it?
No.
It's a really... How can you... Everyone's seen this.
I've heard of it, but I don't have any interest in watching it.
It's a really romantic story about a prostitute. And this is... this is like the main song in the film. I close
my eyes. Is this Roxette?
Yeah. Shame on you for not seeing Pretty Woman.
It's not my thing.
You know this song?
I know this song, but the thing is, who sent this email again? Do you remember?
Matt.
Thing is, Matt, he likes Noah and the Whale.
Strokes,
you know, they're all quite cool bands.
Yeah, but you're going to say that Roxette aren't cool.
Exactly.
In places like Latvia, Roxette are still, like, really up there, and kids really like them.
Really?
Yep. And this is probably in the top 10 in most of Europe. I bet the kids are loving this in places like Finland. They've got a new one out, which Radio 2 are playing. So Jo Wiley will be playing this this week when she does her new show. And it's called She's Got Nothing On But The Radio. And it's awful. But it has amazing lyrics. She's got nothing on but the radio. Radio. She's a fashion play. And like the break of day, she takes my breath away. It sounds awful. Yeah, it is. But Matt likes it, and that's okay.
He's having a laugh.
Come on, everyone's got this where, like, you like loads of cool bands or artists, and then everyone's got one where they have to admit that it's not that cool. I know loads of yours.
Right.
Scooter?
Yeah, all right, yeah. Mm-hmm. I like Scooter a bit. The thing is, I tend to like
DJ Otzi.
Well.
Uh-huh.
It depends.
I can go on if you want.
Well, no, don't. I like to think I got quite a broad taste in music. I love My Chemical Romance. I like Tiny Temper. I like all different sort
of
contrasts.
I'm talking about the other stuff that you don't like to mention.
Okay.
So you like My Chemical Romance.
Yeah.
Tiny Temper. And?
I actually still quite like Busted.
And what's the problem with that?
It seems a bit uncool to like Busted now.
No, Busted are cool as.
Really?
Yes.
I've got a sort of secret thing that for this. There's a song that they did called Sleeping With The Light On.
Yes. This is awesome. There's nothing to be ashamed of here at all.
I actually think it's a tune.
If you've got headphones on now, turn this up. Along she came, not too loud. With a picture, put it in a frame, so I won't miss her. Got on a plane from London Heathrow. It seems such a shame. Yeah. Go. I feel her slipping. Yes, I'm not doubting it. Really good.
But I reckon loads of people don't remember Sleeping With The Lights On, right? And I worry that these kind of songs are going to get lost in time. Let's move on.
Next.
Dear Scott, I'm in a lecture and being a rebel emailing. Casual. Ooh. Lewis.
Oh, that's it.
Is that it? Okay, good.
You rebel, Lewis. Thank you for your email.
When I used to go to lectures at the uni, I used to listen into your show as well. I never used to bother working.
So they're trying to teach you stuff, and you've got this going on in your headphones. I
feel her. Yes.
Yeah. And today's lecture. Now she's gone. I'm sleeping with the light on. Could be worse. You could have this on. She's got nothing on but the radio. Talking about how you like loads of cool music, but then there's one band or artist that you're slightly ashamed of. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Hannah.
Hey, Hannah. What's going on this morning?
Yeah, I'm good. I was just listening and I just thought I'd tell you about my band.
Okay, go for it. Who do you like?
Well, I like Muse and Plan B and My Chemical Romance and then, my all-time favourite band.
Can we have a drum roll for this?
Okay.
Okay, so you like Muse?
Yeah.
Plan B.
Yeah.
Who else?
My Chemical Romance.
Okay, they're your three favourites.
Yeah.
Well, no. They're your favourites apart from this next band.
Apart from this one, yeah.
And that is... Go!
Chumbawamba.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't they only have one song?
No, they have one famous song, but the other songs are all much better.
Okay, I need to maybe research that, because I'm only aware of this one.
Yeah, it's the only one that got big.
Yeah, but the others are even better than this one, are they?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, good.
This is the most kind of feel this one.
All right, well, that's great to know, and I'll definitely be looking that up today.
Okay, then.
On my birthday. All right, love you, bye! Radio 1 Podcasts.
podcast.
Now, what is fast becoming everyone's favourite bit of the show, it's Smooth Talking Dan with STD Sleaze. Morning, Smooth Talking Dan.
Good morning, Scott. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Have you been smooth at all over the weekend?
Well, I had a tube journey and...
Smooth.
I sat... No. Well, that's obviously not it.
Right.
I sat next to a nun and I was... Because before I got on the tube, I was thinking to myself, the tube's a good place, a scary place, but a good place to maybe try and charm.
Right.
And then I sat next to a nun and it all got a bit...
You tried to charm a nun.
Well, I didn't really... I bottled it, to be honest.
All right, but the thought was there.
Yeah.
See, always smooth.
Always thinking, but not really acting.
Now, what happens is, when I get in the mornings, when we do the show, I ask Smooth Talking Dan to let me know what the papers are saying to catch up with the latest from the entertainment news world. The stories that Tulip isn't covering in Newsbeat. And Dan goes through them, but you just kind of write down a headline for me and I don't really understand what the story is about. So we get Smooth Talking Dan in and people are absolutely loving this, Dan. It's a surprise hit.
Yeah. Surprise for all of us.
So I've got the headlines. If you can just explain what these mean, please.
Yeah.
It's Wade Rooney. That's W-A-D-E Rooney.
This follows on from last week's Colin Rooney holds beach flag scoop. This week she's still on holiday and she's wading in the sea.
Oh.
So Wade Rooney. I think Wade sounds like Wayne. Imagine that's the part of it.
Okay. Next, a Marvy night.
Marvin from JLS and Rochelle from the Saturdays celebrated a double birthday bash.
Okay.
Marvy. I don't actually quite understand the pun there, but I imagine there's something in there.
Yeah, I can't really.
Is it supposed to be like Mardy or?
Don't know. Okay, Arishe's rear exit.
This might have been from the same night, actually, I'm not sure, but Arishe...
JLS.
...off JLS, leaves a cab rear end first. And we've got the photos to prove it.
Oh, right, so he left a cab, but with his bottom first.
Yeah, and he had, you know, baggy jeans, you can see quite a lot of the actual rear.
Oh, right. So he didn't get out the bat out of the boot. That'd have been good.
That'd be a big scoop.
Yeah. Chris Evans' wife is a monkey.
I mean, this is poetic license, this one, obviously.
Right.
But his wife, Natasha, swings on monkey bars in the park with
good.
Chris and their son, Noah.
Amy Winehouse swaps pub tear-ups for tearing up turf.
Yeah. She's getting into gardening with the help of TV's Alan Titchmarsh for advice on soil and compost.
Okay. Naomi's boat full of booty.
Naomi Campbell shows off her pert derriere on a posh yacht.
Okay. Red Hot Chili Peppers love N-dubs.
Yeah. Well, Anthony from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, he recognised Dappy from the hat. And I think the rest is maybe a bit, you know, not necessarily true, but...
Okay.
Recognises Dappy's hat.
Okay.
It's the main story, really.
Okay, so they don't really love N-dubs, just recognise Dappy's hat. And Rod Stewart has baby number 8.
That's him and his wife.
And a baby.
Had a baby. He's 66, and it's his 8th baby.
And that's Smooth Talking Dan Sleaze. Really good. Marvy means marvellous.
Oh.
That's what everyone's saying on the text. Is it a bit clearer now?
And Keira Knightley also it was on the pool, and she wants a snog.
Right, is that why? How is that connected?
Care I Am Boys.
Oh, that's a good one. Care I Am Boys. See what they've done? And that is Keira Knightley, who wants a snog. That's brilliant. Thanks, Dan. So, it's my birthday today. I'm expecting, like... I mean, Joe Wiley's show yesterday, her last show on Radio 1, which is actually really sweet and very emotional. Loads of superstar surprises. So, I'm imagining, like, that's what's going to happen after 8. I know that we've got a surprise guest coming in at 8.30. The one that done the speech went... So, that's probably... Guessing that's a no, then. Okay. Good morning. Now, I stayed up to watch The Only Way Is Essex last night. Are you a fan of this, Tulip?
Like we've discussed before, I can't watch it for too long. It just makes me nervous.
Why?
Because it's just weird. It's just odd. I just think, are you acting or not? Just tell me.
Well, they say at the beginning that some of it is, you know, enhanced for entertainment purposes. So, but they're real people.
Yeah.
Now, I love all the main characters. I love Lauren, I love Mark, you know, Kirk, Harry. But my new absolute favourite on the show is Gemma. We discussed this last week. She's one of the new characters for this second series. And she's the car sales lady who wants a man who knows how to order the wines and all that.
High standards.
Now, I play this game now when I'm watching it, where I try and work out what the directors have told them to do. And you'll see what I mean in a minute. Because some of it is, you know, acted a little bit for entertainment purposes, which they're quite honest about at the beginning of the show. So last night, Amy has to interview someone to be her assistant at her salon. And she is so stressed. So stressed. Now, really cleverly, they get onto this subject by getting Gemma, my new favourite character, to go into the salon and have a massage.
Amy, I've had so much stress lately.
I can imagine, babe. Look, I'm stressed at the minute.
Oh, yeah.
I need a massage. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, babe, should we go to an elf spa or something?
Really good. Okay, so now they're on the subject of being stressed. At this point, by the way, Amy is giving Gemma the most rubbish massage I've ever seen in my life. Like, she's literally going, yeah, bit of rubbing there. But I'd want my money back. But that didn't seem to bother Gemma. So Amy can now move on, because Gemma's introduced this subject, and tell Gemma why you're so stressed.
Obviously, like me getting this assistant now, and it's just stressing me out, Gem.
Oh, see, so now we know. Now, Gemma, if you could subtly get it round to give us some tips. Just be really natural, and Gemma, just go.
Amy, I will give you all the help I can. When you interview someone, Amy, you need to be looking for, you know, that person to be professional, personable, someone that is going to be polite to your customers.
Yeah.
And remember, the customer is always right. That is the best saying someone ever made up.
So you see now, they've got onto the subject of being stressed, and then Gemma can just get in there with her. With her tips.
And remember, the customer is always right. That is the best saying someone ever made up.
All while she's having this massage at Amy's salon. I do like Gemma's tips because she doesn't really explain them much or like give any kind of insight into what she actually means by things like this.
And also, when you're interviewing, you know, look at the person, look at their eye movements as well, Amy. You can tell a lot from someone's eye movements.
Yeah, what can you tell? Don't know.
If they look left, if they look right, if they look up, if they look down, you need to be weighing that person up.
You are my new favourite, Gemma. BBC
Radio 1. And remember, the customer is always right. That is the best saying someone ever made up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Simone.
Hello, Scott.
So, tell me the bands that you like, please.
I'm loving Adele. I love Katy B. Love the new single. Really into Jessie J.
Okay, so we've got Adele, Katy B, Jessie J. But there's one band that's better than all of those, in your opinion.
Yeah, I would say so.
And that band is... Who is it?
Alcazar.
That's right, it's Alcazar.
Yep.
Surely they've only had this one song, right?
No, they've got two albums.
Two albums?
Two albums at least. Casino's probably the best album, but this is a classic. Always get me on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Play the classic line. You wore a tie like Richard Gere.
That is a good line.
That is a good line.
Because other people have worn ties apart from Richard Gere in the past.
Yeah, but they don't wear them the same way, apparently.
That's true. Well, I'm loving your love for Alcazar. Do you find that you can share this with many people? That you just shared it with millions, obviously, on Radio 1.
Yeah, I have that. I have two or three friends where we share a deep, abiding love for Alcazar, and we often request it when we're... at a club.
All right, so just the three fans all get together. That's really nice.
Yeah.
All right, love you.
Love you.
Turn this off. How do I do that? I was going to play for the whole rest until 8:30 for a minute then. Stop it. Becky's not here today. Thanks for my birthday. It's all right. It's a day off. My mate Chris is here. Hi.
Hello.
So what is this? What's happening now? I know we've got a surprise guest coming in at 8:30. I'm not good with surprises. I'm getting little kind of clammy hands now. I don't know what's going on.
I know. It's a really good one, though.
Okay.
You'll love it.
Send in your questions. I know that you don't know who it is either, but send them in to 81199 and we'll ask them to whoever it is when they come in 10 minutes or so. Right. I've got a message to play, right?
Yeah, we've got you a couple of messages, a sneaky little present for your birthday, right?
Thank you.
But it's a message from one of your favourite women in the whole world.
Okay.
So have a think, who's your favourite?
Britney Spears.
Nope.
Oprah Winfrey.
No, that would have been good.
Who else do I like? Lady Gaga.
Nope.
She's celebrating her own birthday.
Yeah, did you record a message for her?
No.
All right.
I did actually wake up this morning and thought, ooh, Born This Day is trending on Twitter, and then I realised it was her, not me.
Not you. Any more women?
Nicki Minaj?
No. I think you need to play it.
Okay. So this is one of my favourite women in the world.
Hi, Scar. It's Gemma from The Only Way Is Essex. Just ringing to wish you a most fantastic birthday, and I hope you have a couple of bottles of wine and all that. I'm just off to get some geezers. Happy birthday, Scott Mills. Happy birthday, Scott Mills. Happy birthday, Scott Mills. I hope you have a few bottles of wine and all that.
And all that.
Happy birthday to you. Have a great day. Bye.
That is brilliant. Thank you so much.
How cool is that?
That is really cool. She's my new favourite character. You need to get your money back for that massage, by the way, last night. That was awful. My mate Chris here. Becky's off today. Is there another one now?
I've got you another one, yeah.
Is it another... Who is it now?
It's an... Well, it is one of your favourite women, I'll go to say again.
Okay.
We went for all the women.
So is this another one of my favourite
What you need to do,
girls?
Yeah, see if you can work out who it is.
Hello, Scott. Happy birthday to you.
Australian.
Hello, Scott.
Is it Danny Minar?
You won't believe who it is.
Hello, Scott. Happy birthday to you.
Is it someone from Home and Away? Okay, do I play the rest
of it? Do you
not
know?
No, I don't.
Right,
not from that.
Play.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, Scott.
Kyle, that's not Kyle, is it?
No, play it.
I am Martha, Nicki Minaj's grandmother.
Oh my God! It is Nicki Minaj.
It is.
Being Martha.
Being Martha.
I am Martha, Nicki Minaj's grandmother, darling. And I just wanted to say, have a beautiful birthday and shout out to all of my Barbs and Kens out there in the UK. Okay? Lots of hugs, lots of kisses to you, Scott.
Mwah. Now, she does need to work... I mean, I love her British accent, and thank you very much for that message from actual Nicki Minaj, amazing. She does need to work on that a little bit, because she is going slightly South African / Australian.
Hello, Scott.
As I said earlier, I don't want to fuss. It's my birthday, but I appear to have another birthday message. Who's this from, Chris?
All right, we got you another one of your favourite women. All right, so you need
this has got to be Oprah. Ellen DeGeneres? Okay, play that, yeah?
Hi, Scott. It's Brittany. I just wanted to wish you a very happy birthday. I can't believe you had to get up at 5:30 a.m. on your birthday. That totally sucks. I hope everyone spoils you today, including the one who never speaks. I hope you have a wonderful day. Love you.
How good is that?
That's massive.
Is that actually her?
Yeah.
Is it? What do you think, Sheila?
Britney Spears just gave you a birthday message.
Let me play it again.
Hi, Scott. It's Brittany. I just wanted to wish you a very happy birthday. I can't believe you had to get up at 5:30 a.m. on your birthday. That totally sucks. I hope everyone spoils you today, including the one who never speaks. I hope you have a wonderful day. Love you.
That is so good. Thank you so much. And the brilliant thing is, if your name is Scott, you can just use that wherever you want as a personal birthday message from Britney Spears. Just cut out the bit about the one who never speaks. That is really... I don't know what to say. Thank you.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast. Right, so it's time to bring in our surprise guest. I'm not generally very good with surprises, but I do appreciate everything, and my Britney Spears message has just made my life, so thank you. So who... Can you give me any clues as to who it is before we wheel them in?
Right, I'm really excited about this one. What is your favourite ever, ever TV show?
Ever? Well, not... well, Only Way is Essex.
Not that one.
Is good.
Not that one. What's your...
Is it Prisoner Sub Lock H?
No, no, not that one.
Glee?
Right, I think it's about time we bring in our mystery guest.
Happy birthday!
Oh my God, it's Mr. Shu. What's going on?
How's it going?
How are you?
I'm great.
Matthew Morrison.
Happy birthday, it's a present
for you. Present?
Yes, I did.
Thank you so much. Have a seat over there.
I will.
This is the best birthday ever.
I'm so happy you were born.
Me too. Thank you. Do I open this now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you sure?
Yeah, absolutely.
I can open this. There's kids listening. This is fine, yeah?
Absolutely, okay, yeah. Okay.
Thank you. I don't know what it is yet, but thank you. This is... It's... what's this? Is this off Hawaii?
There is many of them in Hawaii, yes.
Oh, you've really wrapped this well.
No, it's just a box. Open it like a box. Okay. There you go.
Okay. Open the box.
Wow, first timer here.
Oh, of opening a box.
Yeah.
This, what is this, please?
Have you never seen
I've one never of these seen in this. It looks like a small guitar.
It's called a ukulele.
Oh, and is it a ukulele?
Yes.
It's got a little case. This is so cool. I need to learn to play now. Look at this. You can watch us. Apparently, we're on a webcam now. Hello. bbc.co.uk/radio1 if you can get to a computer. So this is a little ukulele.
Yeah.
Which you can see now if you're on the live webcam. And you've signed it. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, thank you. Let me put that safely over there. So how are you doing?
I'm not unwell.
Good.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm very good. I'm not really prepared for this because obviously I didn't know it was you coming
I know.
So
I was going to come in and maybe start asking you some questions.
Well, you can if you want. I'm so sorry about that thing I said about The Only Way is Essex being my favourite TV show. Obviously, I meant that Glee is my favourite.
That's all right.
It was.
Here's a question for you. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I have no idea.
This is your 18th birthday?
Yeah, but 21.
21? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Now, because we didn't know who my guest was... I asked for people to send in questions.
Oh, this should be interesting.
But they're from listeners, but they didn't know who was coming in either, because obviously it's a surprise for everybody.
Right.
So some of the questions, Matthew, may not be that apt for you, but are you prepared to answer them anyway?
I can answer asinine questions, yes.
Okay, good. The first one is, are the rumors true?
Depends who you're asking, but if you're asking me, yeah. Well, I was young and I needed the money.
Okay. You know? Was your confidence shaken by poor sales of your recent autobiography?
yes, but George Bush's autobiography came out too, so it was fine.
Okay. I've got some more, which we'll go through in a minute.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, last time you came in, which was... probably
June.
Yeah, it was
during the World Cup.
In the summer, that's right, yeah. And you were saying that you, obviously, you're singing on your own now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying it was going to be a bit Michael Schuble, as you put it.
Schuble?
No, I think you did. Or Justin...
I said Bublake.
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 Sorry, I got that wrong. So how's all that going?
It's going great. My album's coming out May 9th over here, and the single is going to be, you know, out. It's out in the States right now. So, but yeah, it's called Summer Rain, and actually it's me playing the ukulele.
Not that one.
Not that one.
But it's the one that looks exactly the same.
Well, yeah. Wow. Yours is an interesting one. It has bananas and papaya on it.
Yeah, I like it. Thank you very much.
So have you heard this song yet?
I haven't heard it yet, but we're going to play it now.
All right.
Guess what? I also got a birthday message from Britney Spears.
No, you didn't.
Do you want to hear it?
I do.
I'm excited by this. Did you meet her when she did the show?
No, she was kind of sequestered.
Oh.
But I've met her before.
Well, she sectioned off.
She was actually.
Yeah, you can't meet her. This is the special Britney Spears
pretty
area.
Too much.
Listen to this. Now, I don't know whether she's reading this or what, but listen.
Hi, Scott. It's Brittany. I just wanted to wish you a very happy birthday. I can't believe you had to get up at 5:30 a.m. on your birthday. That totally sucks. I hope everyone spoils you today, including the one who never speaks. I hope you have a wonderful day. Love you.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
It sounds like she's reading, but then...
Do you think?
That question's... I have a lot of questions about that, too.
What? yeah. I'm pleased with it.
I would be too.
Yeah, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That's amazing.
So, someone just handed me your song, Matthew. It's all very last minute. I'm sorry, but you know,
I
didn't know.
This is the best way to do it.
So, shall we play it?
Yeah, please.
Summer Rain by Matthew Morrison on BBC Radio 1. Let's do it. But your new track played on Radio 1.
Oh, wow. It's so cool to hear.
Make Love in the Summer Rain. Have you done that?
It's actually a true story.
Really?
It really is, yeah.
So, because that kind of thing only really happens in films, I think.
No, it was...
Oh, look, here's some summer rain. Let's make love.
It was a beautiful summer day in New York in my early 20s, and my girlfriend at the time, we were just... hanging out on my roof on 51st and 9th Avenue.
So you were outdoors, Matthew.
I was, yeah. And it started raining, and we ran to go inside, but we didn't quite make it inside.
Mm.
Yeah.
So it was outdoor all the way. Crazy. And you wrote a song about it.
Yeah, you know, it's that kind of... It's about being young and in love in New York City, and people could be watching us shagging on the roof.
Okay, good. God.
Trying to keep this tame.
Yeah, yeah, good.
For all the kids.
You can watch us on the webcam now if you like at bbc.co.uk/radio1. If you're at work already, have a look at us. Hello. Wave.
Hello,
you're on camera.
Hello. Where's the camera? Oh, hey.
Mr. Shue is here. Matthew. I've got some more questions which don't bear any relevance to you in a second from our listeners. So what's happening with Glee at the moment?
We are finishing up the second season. It's so hard. I was telling you in the break. It's a very, very demanding show.
It's long days,
15-hour days every day. A lot of, you know, when we're not filming, we're either in dance rehearsal or in the recording studio.
It must be really intense, because I was just saying it is like doing a full on musical every week.
Yeah, it's a new hour musical every single week.
Yeah.
But it's been great. We've had some great Gwyneth Paltrow on, and she was just phenomenal. And it's been so much fun and such a blessing. And you know, it's given me the opportunity to put out an album.
Yeah.
You know?
Because obviously you're having to learn to learn the new routines, mm-hmm. and learn the new singing and everything. But like, when do you actually get a chance to learn your lines as well? It's an extra thing to do, isn't it?
Usually on a little break.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you ever write them on the back of your hand?
No, but there's been a few times where I have a script or sheet music or something, and I've scribbled down some lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's Artie, Kevin McHale?
He's great. I say he sends his best. He is your biggest fan.
He loves everything UK.
He loves everything Scott Mills.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. I love him also. Send my love back.
I will. I definitely will.
I was going to see him, but they were saying that you were doing... So you do a lot of night shoots.
We do. Well, we start like at 6:30 in the morning on Monday, but you have to have a 12-hour turnaround after every day. So progressively through the week, our call time gets later and later. So by Friday, you know, our call's at noon and we're done at 4 a.m. or something like that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How long do you think the show can go on for?
Well, it's a 10-year high school, so the kids will be there for 10 years.
Right.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting with, you know, they have to graduate, obviously, at some point. I think I could possibly be there for a really long time, which is exciting but also scary.
Would you like to be?
I had a big, you know, Broadway career before I started the show, and I was kind of always known as the first person to leave the show, just because I'm excited to do other projects. I love, you know, variety and stuff. So it's a little scary to think about doing the show for, you know, another 7 years or something like that.
Mm.
But it's great job security. It's a great job, and I love what I do. I'm very lucky to be doing it.
What they could do, I mean, there's a show here called Skins, which I think they've just got in America as well. They've done their own version. Is that big there?
It's very controversial, for sure. Yeah.
And they've also just done Shameless as well, right? The US version of that.
That was here first, huh?
Yeah.
That is a great show.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's really good.
I just can't get my head around it working like in an American way, but you're telling me it's good.
I have nothing to compare it to. It's fantastic.
What they've done in the UK with Skins is they've changed the cast kind of every season. So maybe that's something that they might do with Glee eventually.
Yeah, I mean, as you can see on the show, they're kind of integrating new people.
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
and I think eventually some people are going to start leaving.
Yeah,
so
because they get old. Because they get to their early 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Early 20s. Try early 30s.
Have you got any other guest stars coming up that you can tell us about? I reckon there must be a list of people waiting to get on your show.
I think there is, and it's just credit to the writing of the show. It's so well written, and people just... You know, and it's all like Gwyneth Paltrow, it's a chance to flex a different muscle that sometimes people don't know those people have.
Mm.
I didn't know Gwyneth Paltrow sang and danced.
No,
so that was
incredible.
Very surprising to me.
Okay, here's some more of our listener questions. Like I said, Matthew, I'm so sorry, but they didn't know.
Don't apologize.
They didn't know it was going to be you. What do you look back on most fondly, Knight Rider or Baywatch?
Oh, gosh.
That's from Lily, age 10.
I'm a Knight Rider guy.
Knight Rider.
But, you know, Baywatch in high school was a lot of fun.
Okay. Amy in Wolverhampton, what's your worst date experience ever?
Severe halitosis. Not on my part, but my date's part.
Really?
Oh, it was bad.
Was this recently?
No.
Okay. So her breath stank.
Oh, it was just putrid. Yeah. I made out with her anyways, but, you know.
Okay, yeah. Well, when you're there in the situation, you know, why not? What sort of milk do you drink? Skimmed, semi-skimmed, or full fat? That's from Paul.
God, I haven't had a milk in a while, to be honest. But if I did, I
would... No dairy?
It's bad for, as a singer, it's bad, you know.
Clogs you up, doesn't
it? Yeah, get some phlegm going. But I would go skimmed.
Okay. And finally, Rob in Taunton. Do you ever walk around the house with nothing on but the radio?
Daily.
Okay.
Yeah.
So often you'll be found in your house with just nothing on, but just the radio.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, that's that. Listen, thank you so much for coming in and being my surprise guest.
Well, I hope it was a
surprise. It's been really good. Thank you. You know that I love Glee. Anything to do with that?
Oh, I know.
And thank you so much for my... ukulele. No, I can't play.
I didn't say it was a tuned ukulele.
No.
But
now, I'm just wondering, can you do, like, evening classes in ukulele? Because that's something I would like to do now that you've bought me this.
I don't know. You can in the States, so I think...
You can?
Yeah.
And also, someone that's on this show, a lady called the Posh Radio 4 Lady, she's a master of the ukulele.
Really?
She's played it for years. Yeah, yeah. So maybe I just...
Well, that's your teacher right there.
I'll do some evening classes with
Absolutely.
Her. Matthew Morrison, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. Mr. Shu from Glee, thank you. And thank you for your new single as well.
Thank you.
Well, I'm having a lovely birthday. Nicki Minaj and Britney Spears have sent me messages. Matthew Morrison is still here.
I just don't want to leave. I don't want to leave.
I love it. Now, I didn't realise that you're actually doing a little tour as well.
I am, yes. I'm going to be doing my tour, you know, promoting my album, and I'm coming to the UK in the beginning of June.
Okay. Where are you going to be?
Glasgow, Manchester, Birmingham, Brighton, and London on June 13th.
Very good. Yeah. Can we come along?
Absolutely.
Maybe if we can meet you before the show, then I can show you how I'm getting along with the ukulele.
That would be amazing. I can bring you up on stage and you can play Summer Rain with me.
Maybe not. I'm not sure we'll be that advanced at that point. Hang on, where are we? June?
June.
No, that's not that far now, is it? April, May, June. Do you reckon I could do it in that time?
So. Just come over to Hammersmith, Apollo,
okay.
And we'll jam.
All right. I don't really want the pressure of going on stage at the SECC in Glasgow, thanks. But thanks for the offer. All right, Matthew, I'll see you soon. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Radio 1 Podcast.
You heard this. Everyone heard that on air. He said, yeah, you can come up on stage and play the ukulele with me at one of my dates in the UK. Now, you know when you say something and immediately regret it? Yeah, that. That's what he's thinking right now, because I like a challenge, and I'm going to learn the ukulele before the gigs on the... Well, it's 6th of June he starts in Dublin, and then on to Glasgow and Manchester. So I'm going to learn this in that time. And I do... Mr. Shu, if you're listening, I do want to appear on stage with you. So he's probably listening in the car on the way back now. So if you can just let me in when I turn up at stage door, I'll be like, hello, I'm here to see Matthew and play the ukulele. It's going to happen, and you probably are wishing you never said that now. Some people are doubting me and saying that it's a bit like when I offered to play the harp at my friend's wedding, but I am going to learn it, and I'm going to be on that stage with Mr. Shu in June, and this is the person I'm going to get the tips off, the Posh Radio 4 lady. You remember when she did Diddy Dirty Money on the ukulele?
Hello. Good morning. Let's go, let's ride, hello.
She's good.
Good morning. Know you've been waiting for it, 'cause I see you watching. So let's go, let's get it popping, 'cause I've been leaning on the bar, looking cleaner than the star. All these broads won't give me my props. 25 on the bank, I'll be stunting on their ass, and they're mad 'cause won't stop. Hello.
So PR4L, if you're listening, I will be hitting you up for some lessons quite soon. How long does it take? Some quite positive stuff coming in about the ukulele thing now. You know how I lose interest in things really quick? Everyone's saying it's easy. If you learn 5 or 6 chords, someone says you can play most Taylor Swift songs. Incredible. I'm going to do it. I know you don't have any faith. And now another batch of Dear Scott messages where the Posh Radio 4 lady reads out just stuff that you've been sending us on email. There's no real quality control, so send one in and you will probably 98% get on. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Anything you want to say.
Dear Scott, listening to your latest Home and Away singing Hi Jinx on the podcast inspired me to remember about the time I went to a Jason Donovan gig about 8 years ago at the Students' Union I was working at. Mm-hmm. And after him singing away his classic 80s tunes, the music stopped and he went into an a cappella version of the Home and Away theme tune. And he got the whole of the audience to join in, as many as 1,000 students. Perhaps you could try this at your next student gig. Mm. However, it was only afterwards I realised that he was never on Home and Away, only Neighbours. So I wonder why he didn't lead us in a rousing chorus of Everybody Needs Good Neighbours.
What a traitor. Like, he was in Neighbours, but chose to instead sing the Home and Away theme tune.
It's because it's better.
It is better, clearly.
I mean, I can't... How does the Neighbours one start again?
Well, they kind of jazzed it up, didn't they?
What's the first line?
Neighbours. First line is Neighbours.
See, whenever I do Neighbours, I immediately think of the, like, ruder version I learnt in Year 4. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't say it, obviously. I don't even think it's suitable. But
no, it's not suitable.
It involves licking. The thing is, the Home and Away tune is way better. But I come along to quite a lot of your student gigs.
I think a rousing Home and Away, maybe at the end of the gig, would go down a treat.
Get everyone singing the Home and Away tune. I mean, all that this can be part of it.
Neighbours. Off cassette. Everybody needs good neighbours. I hate it when they mess with things like this.
It's hard to sing along to this, though.
Well, no, not the original. Neighbours, everybody needs good neighbours. But now they've Mariah Carey'd it. Neighbours, yeah, becoming good friends. Doesn't bear any resemblance to the original tune. Neighbours. Sounds like Taylor Swift.
It does. It does, yeah.
It is.
It's not the best, is it?
Next.
Nonsense.
Dear Scott, subject, very important issue. I was wondering about your thoughts on etiquette in communal office kitchens. To be more specific, there's a man in my office who each day microwaves a fish dish. Today it was ocean pie. Friday was cod in butter sauce. And this is just the tip of the iceberg in his microwave fish cuisine. The problem we are experiencing is the foul smell caused by the microwaving of fish in various forms. It lingers in the office until at least 4 p.m, if not later. And, just the other day, while enjoying my express 2-minute rice, I could definitely detect a fishy flavour. He must have used the microwave just before me. How do you suggest my colleagues and I tackle this situation? Many thanks, Lucy X.
I'm not the best person to ask about this because I am quite antisocial when it comes to office etiquette to do with food. When I was on the ham and egg diet about 6 months ago, where I literally just ate ham and eggs.
You are joking me.
No, no.
Right?
I would stink out the office pretty much every day with the smell of rank egg.
You're not a responsible eater in that sense, because you don't think of those around you.
Well, do you? Are you a responsible eater?
I'd like to think I am, yeah.
Do you take your McDonald's on the train?
I only do with certain foods.
Like?
Well, like, what I'll do is I'll eat the burger in McDonald's and I'll take the chips on the train. They don't smell.
It's
really.
Absolutely. Yeah, they do.
They don't.
They still smell.
They don't.
They do.
They don't. And
they do.
They don't. And it's
chips smell of chips.
They don't
you
smell
been in
that
a chip
bad.
Shop.
It's all about being responsible. I certainly wouldn't put on an ocean pie.
No, what on the train?
Well, no, you can't.
No. It reminds me of the time when Comedy Dave got married the first time, and we had a whole Chinese buffet for five on the train on the way back from Bournemouth.
Really?
Yeah, that's bad.
I've never even thought of doing this. There's only certain foods you can eat on a train, right? And it's usually a sandwich.
Yeah, well, we got a takeaway and then took it on the train, which actually is not responsible eating, I've now realised. But we were young and crazy, you know?
I like the idea of doing, like, a buffet on a train, though.
They should do all-you-can-eat buffet cars on the train. If they had a car, which is just like a fiver, all-you-can-eat, Chinese.
So a whole, a whole carriage.
Yeah, because you'd start the buffet in London. You know what we're like? We'll just keep going up and up and up. Next thing you know, you're full up and you're in Newcastle.
I think it's brilliant. And it solves a real dilemma I've had in my head lately, which is what is the point of the quiet coach on a train? Winds me up no end.
Why?
Well, because I'm sick of going into the quiet zone and being frowned on for using my phone.
Well, that's because you're not supposed to use your phone in the quiet zone.
Why have a quiet zone? I think it's
for people that want to be quiet and not on their phone.
Tough. And do you know what gets me is people on the quiet coach who frown at you when you're wearing headphones? Because even though the pictures and the signs say do not use headphones,
right,
or the picture is of a bloke with headphones on, do not use.
Yeah, that's, and so you're still using them.
But that's quieter.
And it says don't do that.
Yeah, because that is quieter than me, say, playing the music out loud. All the pictures say don't use these things. And I'm like, but that's quieter. Also, they don't. It's not like on the quiet zone they ban small children.
You're all right today, Chris.
Yeah, I'm fine. It's just
a bit tired, maybe.
I just think the buffet car's a really good idea and I want to see it happen.
I got told off for texting the other day in the quiet zone. That doesn't make a noise.
As soon as you take your phone out in the quiet zone, even if it's in hand, look at you.
Well, no, this conductor lady came up to me and went, excuse me. I was like, I'm just texting. I'm not speaking to anyone on it. Calm down, dear.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say on Dear Scott? We'll read it out and then Chris will rant about it.
Sorry.
scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
So we're getting loads of texts about inappropriate food now, inappropriate even. Liam in Leeds has been on, like, don't have a Whopper on a flight from Bangkok to Abu Dhabi. This is just last week. He was claiming that the other passengers loved it. They didn't. Foo Fighters. And before that, Ellie Goulding. It's 9:43. It's my birthday, so I'm happy. I've had a message from Nicki Minaj, Britney Spears, Gemma off The Only Way Is Essex, and Mr. Shoe off Glee came in to see me. It's a good day. Slightly bad news on that front. Matthew Morrison has just been back on. That's Mr. Shoe. Earlier, he said that I could play the ukulele with him on one of his gigs because he's doing a tour. Anyway, he's just been back on saying that he does actually want this to happen. So this isn't one of those things that I just have to go, yeah, well, of course I'll do that. I'd love to. And then don't actually go through with it because he wants me on stage with him at his gig in June at the Hammersmith Apollo in London. So I need to get practicing this ukulele that he gave me because I'm actually going to be on stage with him. Oh, God. When I woke up this morning, I didn't think that I would be ending up playing the ukulele with Mr. Shoe off Glee on stage. I just didn't happen. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's Jason.
Jason, where are you this fine morning?
I'm in Stoke on the way to work, unfortunately.
Okay, how can I help?
Basically, I just texted earlier to tell you a story about a friend of mine. We went to London, thought it'd be a bit sophisticated and go see Hairspray in the West End.
That's sophisticated.
Sophisticated as we can do. And we were running late anyway for the evening performance. My friend Andrew insisted on getting some Chinese noodles as he was quite hungry.
Right.
Was going to make us late anyway, but we stopped for him. I thought he'd leave him on the way. He's not going to sit about the fourth or fifth row and opened them with steam going everywhere and the smell of Chinese noodles.
No, so they were still hot and the steam was on, and you were waiting to see a performance of Hairspray in London's West End.
Yes, getting a few funny looks for some people.
And you're right near the front as well.
Yes, close enough, you might think, to set off a fire alarm or two with the amount of steam that then came off said Chinese noodles.
Don't tell me this happened.
Yes, I can assure you it happened. And as she ran out to her opening number, the alarms go off. She looks strangely into the crowd as to why this is happening, gets insisted to come off, and we all go outside for 10 minutes as my friend gets a lecture on why he shouldn't eat Chinese noodles in the West End.
Oh, good. So did they have to restart the whole of Hairspray?
Yes. We started 25 minutes late.
Oh, my God. Because of your friend's noodles.
Yeah, literally because of my friend's noodles.
That is inappropriate food. That's the best example yet.
Fantastic.
Love you, bye. Radio 1 Podcast. Very excited because my new favourite character from The Only Way is Essex. I hate people that call it Toey, by the way. That's not my favourite. She left me a message earlier. Gemma, the car sales lady. He knows how to order the wines and all that.
I love how you've picked her up as your new favourite.
I know, she's not even one of the main ones at the moment, but I think that she's showing a lot of potential, Gemma, on the show.
Definitely.
My mate Chris is here, Becky's back tomorrow. Now, did you see it last night with the guy trying to chat up the girl down the sugar rat in the club? His name is well, I don't know whether his name is Joey Essex, but that's what they call him on the show. Just refer to him on the screen as Joey Essex. And he's the one that looks like he's got Justin Bieber's hair on backwards. Here he is.
Oh, babe, you all
right? Yeah, good, thanks, you.
Yeah, good. I like your eyes, by the way.
Thanks.
Like your eyes, by the way. He's not read the rules of the game, has he?
No, really
clearly not.
Now,
if you've not seen this yet, have a little guess. You can have 10 Scott Mills points. What do you think Joey's hobbies are? All right, so you've got Joey Essex. Like your eyes, by the way, babe. What do you think he's into?
Well, it's got to be cars, girls. Mm. That must be it, really. Tans. That's got to be it, surely.
No, that's where you're wrong. Here's what Joey's into.
So, do you have any interests, things you like doing?
What am I into? I'm into politics.
Politics?
Yeah.
Who's the Prime Minister at the moment, then?
What, of Essex?
Not of Essex, of England.
Who's the Prime Minister at the moment?
Oh, my
What boy. Of Essex?
So you telling me who the Prime Minister is?
Yeah, no, because I know I used to do politics at school when I was in school.
Oh, okay.
But they didn't teach me the Prime Ministers. They taught me stuff like...
I think you should know, though.
No, they taught me stuff like things like... Like, I don't know, like things about the city. Okay. Is that politics?
Kind of.
Okay, good. So he's into politics but doesn't really know what it is. But they didn't teach him the Prime Ministers at school.
No.
I bet he knows how to order the wines and all that, though.
It's unbelievable.
Who's the Prime Minister?
Who's the Prime Minister?
Mm.
I think he's that geezer. What's his name? I don't know.
No, it's not going well here, Joey. So you've gone up to a girl, you've told her that you like politics, then you say, what, the Prime Minister of Essex? Then you say that they didn't teach you the Prime Ministers and that at school. And then this.
Who's the Prime Minister?
Who's the Prime Minister?
Mm.
I think he's that geezer, what's his name?
Geezer, what's his name? Come on, what's his name?
Don't know.
But in this chat with the girl, I know... that because Joey Essex, with a hair like a walnut whip, I know that he's going to pull it back. It's not going well at the moment, but here's his ace card.
What do you do for a living?
I do fashion.
You fashion, yeah?
Yeah. What about
That's
you?
That's good. I'm a dolphin trainer.
A dolphin trainer?
Yeah. No, I'm only joking.
I don't hear that every day.
There we are. Why would you ever say that? Like, where did that come from? I'm a dolphin trainer. Not really.
Maybe he was doing the game.
Do you think?
Yeah.
He wasn't wearing a sombrero, though. Nick in Essex has been on, saying, Scott, his name is Joey Essex. I know him. That can't be right. Are you serious? So his name is Joey Essex?
It can't be.
That can't be right. Please, if someone knows this for sure, not that I'm doubting you, Nick, let me know. Here's my amazing birthday message from my favourite character.
Hi, Scar. It's Gemma from The Only Way Is Essex. Just ringing to wish you a most fantastic birthday. And I hope you have a couple of bottles of wine and all that. I'm just off to get some geezers. Happy birthday, Scott Mills. Happy birthday, Scott Mills. Happy birthday, Scott Mills. I hope you have a few bottles of wine and all that. Happy birthday to you. Have a great day. Bye.
Thanks, babes.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.